And now to a story of NATO sending a clear message to Moscow. The biggest military exercise in Europe since the end of the Cold War rumbles to a close today in Poland. Since early last week, more than 30,000 troops from 22 nations have taken part in an operation dubbed Anaconda, which comes ahead of a NATO summit in Warsaw. NPR's David Wellna was there.
Above hilly countryside in northern Poland, near the town of Drawsko-Pomorskie, two helicopters swoop down for an attack. Watching the choppers is Colonel Phil Brooks. He commands the Army's 1st Brigade, 3rd Infantry Division, out of Fort Benning, Georgia. He's also in charge of the artillery war games being played out here and knows the players well.
The Mi-24s, Polish helicopters, talking to United States tactical air controllers there on the ground.
Aren't those Soviet vintage helicopters?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
They're a reminder that 25 years ago, Poland's army was still part of the Soviet Empire, and how it and other former allies of Moscow now use weapons left over from the Soviet era to defend themselves. Still, like other American officials who seek to avoid antagonizing Russia, Colonel Brooks insists this multinational exercise is not against any one nation in particular.
Our number one training objective is interoperability with these countries. This is a scenario against a near peer. Nobody named.
As shells launched from miles away blast old tanks set up as targets, I ask a colonel of Czadex, the Polish chief of field artillery, if there's also a real target in Operation Anaconda.
Who is the enemy that you are imagining you are preparing for?
The Polish colonel, who once served in the Soviet army, says this is all about Russia having invaded another former ally, Ukraine, 2 years ago. Lieutenant General Ben Hodges commands the U.S. Army in Europe and has been overseeing the Anaconda exercise. He says fears are real in this region that Russia will repeat what it did in Ukraine.
Everybody that lives close to him absolutely believes that this is a real possibility, so we have to do everything we can to show that we are prepared. This is what deterrence is about.
Is this a show of force?
No, I don't call it a show of force because, I mean, first of all, at the maximum, we had about 30 to 31,000 soldiers, okay? That's like one-third of a football stadium where the Euro Cup is being played. So we didn't have enough soldiers to even fill up one-third of a stadium.
Back in Washington, Evelyn Farkas says it's not about size, it's about resolve. Farkas has advised three of President Obama's defense secretaries on Russia and Ukraine. She calls Anaconda a warning to the Kremlin.
What we want to do is let the Russians know, make no mistake about it, you step even with your big toe, even with your unconventional little green men, into one of our allied countries, to include the Baltic states, we will respond.
One critic, though, says the U.S. and its military allies here in Poland are looking for trouble.
It's unequivocally clear that this is another poke at the Russian bear.
University of Chicago political scientist John Mearsheimer specializes in security issues.
Running large-scale military war games in Poland that are going to be seen by the Russians as a threat, and if anything, give them an incentive to go into the Baltic states, is, I think, remarkably foolish.
Polish officials, for their part, seem exhilarated by the Anaconda exercise. Defense Minister Antoni Macierewicz said yesterday through an interpreter that he sees Russia as a threat to Poland, but one that matters less now.
We are now ready for any bad eventualities. And we are prepared for the worst, but this worst thing will not happen because the American presence here in Poland will serve as a deterrent.
When the simulated battle was over, U.S. Army Europe Commander Hodges stood by the proving grounds and talked about Russia. History, he said, shows that Russians only respect strength and that they will push forward at any sign of weakness.
That's why the United States is going to spend a lot of money to bring equipment back over to Europe that we used to have lots of, but, you know, decisions were made 3 or 4 years ago that probably made sense at the time, but Russia has reminded us who they are.
Next year, the U.S. will quadruple its spending on defending Russia's neighbors, moving in an entire combat brigade as well as equipment. Anaconda was just a start. David Wellna, NPR News, Drawsko-Pomorskie, Poland.